Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Despite the devastating drought of 2012, with impacts on crop yields and feed costs being assessed, based on USDA projections, UK economists predict 2012 Kentucky farm cash receipts will break an all-time record.
As a result of these trends in our estimates, we're here today projecting that we will see, despite the drought, a record level of ag cash receipts for 2012. For the first time in history, we'll exceed $5 billion. $5.3 billion is our estimate today.
A team of UK ag economists delivered that projection at their annual Ag Economic Outlook news conference at the recent Farm Bureau annual meeting. Dr. Will Snell reminded the audience that this was based on calendar year price tracking, and we saw some residual impacts from delayed sales from 2011. Monthly estimates so far put 2012 receipts above record levels of 11.
In fact, during the first 9 months, they're up 10%. So what's happening here is some of that high-valued grain that we had from 2011 was sold in 2012. Some of those tobacco pounds produced last year was sold in January and February of 2012. And we all remember the very, very strong cattle market we had in the spring of the year. So that certainly was driving some of these increased receipts in the early part of 2012.
We'll look at other contributing factors in a minute. We'll be right back.
It's hard to explain if you haven't experienced it. Farming is not just a living, it is a lifestyle.
You've got to love what you do. I love farming.
We're proud to be raising beef in Kentucky.
We produce pork and we eat pork.
A lot of people don't realize just how big poultry is in Kentucky.
We're very proud of producing food for consumers.
At the core, most any farm is a family. I'm proud to work with my family every day.
Kentucky Farm Families.
Feeding Kentucky.
Feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Record cash receipts in a drought year are kind of head-scratching at first, but UK's Will Snell points to the price impact of resulting lower yields and this last quarter as a traditional time of active commodity sales.
And even though we've got less corn to sell, we're going to be selling it at substantially higher prices. Soybean yields came in a little bit better than we anticipated with high prices. You've got relatively strong cattle prices. You've got a very good tobacco market going on right now. And we also saw some stability in our equine sector with some of the equine sales.
And the drought-impacted commodity price picture may change some state rankings.
We're expecting that corn will rival poultry as our number one ag enterprise here in the state, with soybeans actually surpassing cattle as third.
The UK Ag Economic Outlook with Farm Year 2012, a little surprising. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.